Victoria Way, Northwest London, Yisro Chag Pesach, Rabbi Kalman Katz, Understanding the Sphera.
B'shus Baal Tzibur, Yashkoyach, letting me speak. Special keyboard Leister, I spoke, you let me come back. I take that as a compliment, Yashkoyach. I'm not anyone to talk, but we're discussing understanding the sphere between Pesach and Shavuos. I think anyone who comes to Shir Yisruchag, the day of the Pesach, right away in the morning, shows that he doesn't need the Shir, he understands the sphere. We'll still try to explain a little bit. Yidua, there's a mitzvah of Sphira Soimer that we count starting from the day of the Pesach, meaning the first day of Pesach, the next day we bring in the Beit HaMikdash Korban Omer, and we start counting Sphira Soimer, 49 days from the day of the Pesach. For us it's still Pesach because we are Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, we still have a Seder that night. But in the Mikra Dedin, the Eretz Yisrael, they have one day Pesach, the first day of Pesach is one day. The next day the count starts beginning with Sphira Soimer, which is, we know, basic 49 days. We count day 1, day 2, till 49, and the 50th day is Shavuos. For Shepsukim Natera, and that's what we say in the before Sphira Soimer, Shema Shavuos is Tmimus, Admach is Shavuos, Shavuos is Tisbu Chavishim Yom. You should count up to the 50th day, which will be Shavuos. And if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Shin Vav, he explains, the Sefer HaChinuch Kedarkoi, goes to every mitzvah and explains the side of the mitzvah and the time of the mitzvah. He gives a reason to understand for every mitzvah. And he says it's a simple mitzvah, since Matan Torah is the essence of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael got to receive the Torah, when they got the mitzvahs, they got to come full yidden with the Torah. And to show a cheshivas to something, you count how many days will be, and X amount of days will be Sphira Soimer, and X amount of days will be Shavuos. The side of mitzvah Sphira Soimer to count before Shavuos is to show, so to say, respect for a day, an X amount of days, and that big day is coming up, which is the essence of Klal Yisrael, the day of Matan Torah, that's all we're counting for. Mashal, simple mashal, you meet a chassan, he can tell you exactly how many days this chassan will be. You meet a chassan kala, this chassan has 24 days, 28 days, and knows exactly how many days this chassan is. A day that you're looking forward to, you know exactly how to count it, and you look, 24 days is the chassan, 23, 22. As the Chinuch says, the simple Derech HaPshat, what's the Yisrael, the Mitzvah Sphira Soimer, to show respect for the day of, that's the essence, in truth, the essence of the whole Klal Yisrael, which was the day of Matan Torah, and we're counting towards that day. He asked the question, so maybe more correct would have been to count the other way. 49, 48, I'm sorry?
Count
downwards, 48, I'm sorry, the first day is 49 days, till Shavuot is 48 days, 47, like anyone who's counting to something, a chassin or someone going on a trip or something, he knows, 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, not 1, 2, 3. That's the Chinuch's question, and he says a simple answer. Because if he's going to say 49 days, it sounds like a long time. We don't want to give it such a long number, so we rather start, when we start low, 1 day to the sphere, 1 day till Shavuos, when we're building up till Shavuos, 1, 2, 3. And once we're closer, we're not going to switch around the cycle, so we start with 1, and we count 49 days. That's what the Chinuch explains, it's the basic time of mitzvah, and why we count 1, 2, 3, not 49, 48. I think we can give a little more understanding to the mitzvah of Sphira Soimer, and maybe the kasha of the Chinuch won't be so shver. Why are we counting 1, 2, not down 49, 48? When we look in the Lashon HaPsukim of the mitzvah of Sphira Soimer, and those who say the Shem Yichud, who say it in the Shem Yichud, start counting for yourself. Machas Shabbos means you do what the Chazal said. It means the day after Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon BaPesach, Tezai Nisan. You should count from that day. Shabbos Shabbos is count 7 weeks to Mimas Tiana, 7 full weeks. Ad Machas Shabbos Shviyah till 7 full weeks. Tisperu Chamishim Yom. That will end at the 50th day. Meaning the Mitzvah Torah says count from the day after Pesach for 7 weeks, which is equal to 49 days, and then you'll have the 50th day with the Shavuos. The Lashon of the Pasuk is clearly, start counting from the day after Pesach. Machas HaShabbos, which Chazal said, it means Pesach, the unprovisional Pesach. I want to present two tzadim, so to say. When we're counting with Machas HaPesach, is that just the day we're starting? We're counting up the Shavuos, like the Chinuch explains. We have the day of Matan Torah, it's a special day, we're counting for the special day of Matan Torah. When are we starting to count? 49 is a nice number, so we're counting 49 days, which happens to be right before, right after Pesach. Or maybe we can understand, we're counting this point A and this point B. Point A is Pesach. Right after Pesach, you have to start counting Toshvuos. Not that we're counting Toshvuos. We're not just counting Toshvuos. Toshvuos is going to be Vav Sivan. So we're backtracking 50 days before then and starting to count. Rather, the Sfira, the Mitzvah Sfira is count from Pesach 49 days and then you'll reach Shavuos. Let me repeat this just to make clear. To make this clear. Yes, Chassan, one day meeting on the street, when's this Chassanah? Tells you 25 days. Does that have to do with today in 25 days is Chassanah? No. He set a date for his Chassanah, and he knows it's going to be in 25 days. On the other hand, sometimes you could, if someone needs, it takes 5 days to build something, let's say. It takes 5 days to prepare something. So you start day one, and you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because I know I need to do five days of work before I get to that day. Is this clear? So when we're counting the Sfira, we start the day after Pesach. Is it time because we want a number 49, 50 is a nice number, which happens to be the day after Pesach? Or maybe we're counting directly from Pesach to Shavuos. The mitzvah Sfira Omer is to count from the after you finish with Pesach, the mitzvah of Pesach, right away start Shavuos. I think the Lashon HaPsukim are very clearly, the mitzvah is to count from Pesach to count to Shavuos. Not that we're counting Shavuos will be in 50 days, so I'm counting now 50, 49. Think rather, I'm count after Pesach, start counting from Pesach to Shavuos. If that's correct, I don't know if the Chinuch's question is so strong, you should count downwards, 49, 48. When I say 49 days, I'm not talking about today. I'm not talking about today's day after Pesach. Shavuos is going to come in 50 days, so I'm counting 49, 48, 47. However, if I'm counting from today, 49 days after today, then I have to count 1, 2, 3, 4.
Shavuos is the day of the essence of Yiddishkeit.
Shavuos is the thing, and that's what we're counting for, but we're sort of saying we're building up. I'm not waiting for that day, I'm building up to that day. I'm not start waiting for in 49 days, there'll be Shavuos. Rather, I'm starting now and I'm building up 49 days, which the correct way to count then is 1, 2, 3. To explain, where does, if we're going to say that we're counting from Pesach, then start building up 49 days, we have to explain that Pesach and Shavuos have a direct connection. The Shalosh Regalim, we all know Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The question is, are they three separate Yom Tovim, or at least Pesach and Shavuos, we're going to talk now. Pesach and Shavuos, each one's a Yom Tov, Pesach, Tzitzis, Mitzrayim, Shavuos, Matan Torah. Is each one a Yom Tov, a Chag, on its own merit, and its own right? Or no, maybe they have a direct connection. Pesach leads directly into Shavuos. If we explain that Pesach, we're counting from Pesach to Shavuos, it would only be likely to say that if Pesach goes directly into Shavuos. And to explain that, I think it's basic psukim and the basic essence of Pesach. This is famous, it's for the shyness of the Gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, he's going to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It's four Lashonis of Gula, which connected that we have four Kaisis, Maglel HaSeder, which drink four Kaisis, connected the four Lashonis of Gula. What are the four Lashonis? Vaitzeisi, I'll take you out. Vaitzalti, I'll save you. Vigalti, I'll redeem you. Vilakachti, I will take you. Well, the Lashonim explained, you look at the Lashonim Chumash, the Sephorni, the Rishbam, explain the difference, what exactly each different lashon of Vetzesi, Salati, Vikalti, Vilkachti, what are the different lashonis? Simple, Vetzesi, you'll be able to leave physically, Vitzalti, you won't be Mishobid, Vikalti, maybe more in a spiritual thing, you won't worry about them, you want to dash boss of them, you want to dash boss of Mitzrayim, Vilkachti, the Sapornoi, the Rashbam, and the Goin, and the Deris Eliyahu, we also go strongly like that, Vilkachti, Zumat and Torah. Hashem will take you. When that Kaddish Baruch will take Klal Yisrael, Vilkachti Loshen Kicho, like Loshen Kedushin, Vilkachti I will take you. Vaitzeisi I will take you out of Mitzrayim. There's a higher level. Vilkachti I will take you. When would I take you? Zakti Goin, Zakti Rishonim, Vilkachti Zumat Ntayir. I'll take you in to be my people, so to say. Vilkachti Eschem Lilam. I'll take you to be my nation. When by Matan Torah. In other words, we're coming out from the Rishonim who learn Vilkachti is referring to Matan Torah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe four Lashonis HaGeulah, which that's why we have four Kaisis Lel HaSeder, which by says if it's alti with alti, velakachti didn't yet happen, so to say. Velakachti happens 50 days, 49 days later, b'shas matan Torah. Meaning, it's still, why is that? Now, just to explain the simple understanding, why is matan Torah considered a geula of Yitzis Mitzrayim? So that is famous, and the Balagod basically set it up. All the Mefarsh Agod explained that on Lel Pesach we have to be Maskel Bignus and Messiah Beshvach. Now, we started off Avadim Ayinu, Yitzinu Hashem Mitzrayim. We were Avadim, slaves in Mitzrayim, and the Kodesh Baruch took us out, and we're free people. Then later we say, Mitchila Oivde Avodah Zarah. In the beginning, our road started from Oivde Avodah Zarah, Terach, Avraham Avinu's parents, Oivde Avodah Zarah. V'achshav Kervana Abakam Avodah Zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we started off, our ancestors were Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu invited us under his wing to serve him. So the Mefarshei Agada explained, there's two types of Maskel Bignus of Mitzrayim Shvach. One, the physical, that we physically avoid them to power as slaves in Mitzrayim and were redeemed. There's a spiritual, a Ruch Neideka, Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we were, our ancestors started off Oivdei Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us Tachas Kam V'Shchino, and when the climax of that point, when do we reach the highest, so to say, the Gula of that time? When B'Shan's Matan Torah, even after we left Mitzrayim, we still weren't yet on the level of Matan Torah. We still weren't, so to say, free 100% from the Yitzhara. B'Shan's Matan Torah, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and that's when we're, so to say, redeemed from the spiritual Gullus of Mitzrayim. It's famous, the Rambam writes in Egeres to his son, that Paradoi is a mushal to the Yetzer Hara. This the Klal Yisrael was in Golus. Tachas Kahash, this Paradoi is referring to Klal Yisrael being in the Golus, so to say, captured by the Yetzer Hara, by the, who's trying to, so to say, rule over us. And this Mitzrayim was a Yitzir, that Hashem gave us the Klal Yisrael of the Shlita over the Yetzer Hara. When the Klal Yisrael hit the climax, so to say, when the Klal Yisrael get rid of the Yetzer Hara, B'Shas Matan Torah, that's when Paskas Olam Asam. Or, on a modern, or negated for us every single day, the Gemara says, how do you overpower the Yetzer Hara? By learning Torah. So when were we totally redeemed? When was Klal Yisrael totally redeemed from the spiritual Galus of Mitzrayim? Physically we left Tetz Vav Nisan, the day after Leil HaSeder, the next morning, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. And it was Kriyas Yamsuf. But when did we spiritually leave Mitzrayim on the highest level? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us 100% our nation. So that's when Klal Yisrael came totally free from the Yetzer Hara, from the spiritual... Sorry?
So by the Yam Suf.
The Yam Suf, they were physically betraying, was gone. But the spiritual concept doesn't have to be totally gone yet. The Mitzrayim were gone. They left Mitzrayim the day after Karban Pesach, they left Mitzrayim. Sorry? Amiru Bashem. When did they get a higher Madrega of Nevuah? B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, B'Shas Kriyas Yam Suf, or B'Shas Matan Torah? I think Atar is Ladask Hashem Elokim Einud Mavadoi. That was Matan Torah, right? Rosh Shivchal Yom, you're correct, 100%. By Matan Torah, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by Kriyas Yam Suf, there was the highest level of Nevuah, a high level of Nevuah, Rosh Shivchal Yom, Mashal Rei Cheskel Mabuzi. But I believe B'Shas Matan Torah was a much higher level. That was the Ra. Come out, the first words they heard of Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo v'atzmai talking. That happened b'shas Matan Torah, which was on a higher level. Correct, Rosh Chal Yom Mashal Yuchaskim Buzi. The smallest of the Yidden were able to see higher than the greatest Nevi'im of later days. But they reached a higher level, and it was Paskas of Amasan b'shas Matan Torah. Even more, I think it looked clearly in Psukim. This Rabbi Hager told me yesterday, Rishem Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, he asked me what I'm going to speak about, so I started telling him. So he told me a dig from Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. It's really exactly what you're saying. The Pasuk says, V'tzeisim salatav ga'alti, the next Pasuk, V'lakachti eschem l'la'am, I'll take you for a nation, which Rishonim explained, Matan Torah, V'yisi l'chem l'lekim, I will be for you, for an Eivishter. The next Pasuk goes, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem l'kech ha'moitzi eschem etach ha'sivos Mitzrayim. Then you will know that I was the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. So he says, the Rishonim explained this going about the Torah. Then we will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Mitzrayim. So Dayan Abramsky explained that when did we get the biggest hakara in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? B'Shas Matan Torah. When did Klal Yisrael, so to say, or more, They saw through Yad HaChazaka, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim. But there's a higher lens, so to say, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you really to see Hashem? There's one way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Nisim, Esam Akris, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Kris Yamsum. That was one way how they mark HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there was a higher level they saw Hashem, V'idat M'kin Hashem, Yitzis Kodachos Mitzrayim, V'shant about the Torah, they saw Hashem through the Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Megala, the whole world, that He's given the Kali Yisrael the Torah. That was a higher level, and that's when they understood the Yitzis Mitzrayim through this level also. And the way we're explaining it, because there was a spiritual godless of Mitzrayim, and the Geulas Mitzrayim was given on a spiritual level at the climax that had Peshat Matan Torah. So now, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Tezvav Nisan. They went, when they finished, they left Mitzrayim physically, but on the spiritual level, the Gemar HaGeulah wasn't yet done, till Matan Torah. So for that, we have a Hemshech. Pesach leads us into Shavuos. Meaning, Klal Yisrael, so to say, wasn't yet ready to mekabel the Torah. They needed X amount of days. So if them comes the mitzvah, Sfiras Omer count from when you leave Pesach, when Machas HaShabbos means directly, from as soon as we leave Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael is supposed to get ready to kabel the Torah. Because that's what the Pasuk says that, because right when I close Rochel Mikael to Moshe, he says it's going to be Matan Torah right after I take them out, and that's the schuster going out. So as soon as we leave Mitzrayim, it's not time we're counting, this is the date to start counting. Rather, the mitzvah is, as soon as we leave Mitzrayim, get ready to count for Matan Torah. Get ready to count to be ready for Matan Torah. So again, for the Chinuch's question, why don't we start 49, 48? Because we're not looking at the final point, Shavuos, and we're saying how many days Shavuos is going to be. Rather, the day after Matan Torah is saying is, we're now getting ready to work from after Pesach, we want to now get ready to be Mekabal the Torah, which 1 day, 2 days, till we get to Kabbalah the Torah. Just to elaborate this concept a little more, so to say, what are we waiting for? It's 49 days, very nice. To bring up the point, maybe it's a mashal, but it could be it's much more than a mashal. We all know the concept that a zavo or nidav is manazeh as a concept zayin nikim. Isha comes tame, she wants to come tar, she has to wait zayin nikim. Now I just want to explain. There's a concept of a lot of tumas. I have a tumah of zayin yam. A mitzayrus tame has to go. You have to lock him. Go away for 7 days and he comes back. He comes tar. That means the tumah lasts for 7 days. Or if someone touches a shayr, it's tumah that day. He's tame. The whole day is tame. And even if a tayvul, the tumah lasts X amount of time, Zayin Yom. When Zava makes a Zayin Nikim, is that, so to say, a Hemshech of the Tumah lasts X amount of days? Or, so to say, Zayin Nikim means she's away from the Tumah 7 days. She's not yet Tar, so she goes Tayvul herself. But, in other words, the halacha is, we all know, she makes a Hemshech Tayra, means she's finished with the Riyas HaTumah, and then she waits 7 days of Nikias. I would think that's the Lashon Zayin Nikiyim means she's away from the Tumah 7 days. Meaning, the Tumah, the Simani Tumah, the Riyas HaTumah is over. Now, she has to wait X amount of time. In order to retire herself, she needs, before she's ready to go to the mikvah, she needs X amount of just days of being away from the Tumah, removed from what made the person Tameh, X amount of days to come to her. Is this clear? The snapshot, some Tumas, the Tumah has X amount of span, it lasts a span X amount of days. The din of Zayin Nikim doesn't mean that the Tumah lasts. Rather, when she makes a Hefshet Tayro, she's finished with the Tumah. The Tumah is stopped coming, the Simani Tumah don't exist anymore. Now, she has a din to wait, Zayin Yamim, to be, so to say, removed from the Tumah. Then she's ready to go into the mikvah. The Lashon of Chacham Sofer and Tshuva is, the Zayin Yomim B'tzirif the Mikvah is what's B'tayr the Isha. Meaning, the fact that she was clean and didn't see Simani Tumah, that itself is a level of Tayr. That you removed from what made Tumah, and you bring it now, I'm just being clean, removed from the Tumah, that itself is a Hachana for the Tayr. I think maybe that's what we understand the concept of Sphira. Which, I'm not familiar, but they bring down from the Zayir that the concept of Sfira is connected to Zayin Yemei Tayro. Now, I just want to explain one The mitzvah svira is 49 days. The lashon hapasuk is sheva shabbos lish tmimas tisbru chamishim yom. The lashon hapasuk is very clearly that it's not just a mitzvah to count 40. Sheva shabbos tmimas tien adam chashavas lishvi is tisbru chamishim yom. The final number is 50. Shavuos is on the 50th day. But how do we say? We don't say count 49 days. We count 7 weeks. Now the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Vav says the mitzvah l'mimne yomi is the mitzvah to count days. Hayom, like we said today last night, hayom shmoneh yomim. But also mitzvah l'mimne shvoi is the mitzvah to count weeks. Hayom shmoneh yomim shem shvoi echad v'yom echad v'yom. The Gemara says the mitzvah to count days and the mitzvah to count weeks. Now there's two ways to understand the mitzvah to count weeks. Either it's a better way to know what 8 days is, to break it up, so to say 1 week and 1 day. Or maybe there's a concept of sefira that's not just 49 days, rather 7 weeks. There's a cycle of a week, 7 days. Take 7 weeks. Now what's the cycle of, is the concept 49 days, or we're looking for 7 weeks or 7 days? Now, what's the concept of why would 49 days rather be seven weeks or 7 days? Because we see that this is the basic thing for Bali Yasoid. Again, not that I know Bali Yasoid, but I know about a little bit to know the basic concept that the physical world is based out of seven spheres. Like those who say the Shem Yichud after Sphira, they say there's seven cycles of Chesed, Chesed, Gevura, Tveres, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, and Malchus, the seven cycles. And we go through each cycle 7 times. Because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world on the Olam HaTivi is based on Zion Tveres, Zion Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the week, so to say, a full week is 7 days, because that's the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 7 days. Bris Milah comes on the 8th day, because it's, so to say, after the full cycle of a week. A carbon, you can't bring it the first 7 days, because a full cycle is 7 days. Past that, the 8th day, it means you're already over a full cycle. Shiva yom yig, a carbon, 7 days, it should be with the mother. Yom hashmini, it could be a kashav a carbon. Why? Because, so to say, it went over a full cycle of a week. The basic physical cycle of this Olam Hazeh is seven things. You do what they say about Chanukah is 8 days, because Chanukah is lamala me'ad derech ha'tev, lamala from the physical world. 7 is physical, and 8 is over, so to say, past physical. The physical cycle of this world is 7 days, and that's what makes a week. I believe in the whole world, God la'avdil by all goyim, they understand that 7 days a week. I think that's, as a davar nuchni, so to say, that 7 is a full cycle. I believe it's based on the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach, void. So to say, we're doing 7 cycles of seven days. Each of 7 days, a full cycle. And we're doing that cycle 7 times. Now, we see that's probably the concept of Zayin Nikiyim. Each has a din 7 days. Because that's also, 7 days is the full cycle of a full week. So to say, a full cycle of days went by. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Yom Rishon, Malach, Yom Shvi, Tol Shabbos. A full cycle of a week went by. That she didn't see, she stayed with Ben Kiyas. She didn't see any Tumah, someone in Tumah. That removes her from her Tumah. So again, when we count Sefiras HaOmer, we're counting 49 days. So we have to understand that it's not just 49 days, but rather it's 7 cycles of 7 days. Now, what's 7 days? 7 days is, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, 6 days plus the Shabbos. That's the full cycle of a week. Now, Tisbru, Sheva Shabbos, is the Mimis Diyano, you can count 7 full weeks. Now, the Zohar is going to explain that the Din Sefira is like the Isha of Zayin Likiyim. Meaning, Klal Yisrael was a Mitzrayim, Yidua from the Arizal, that they were Memtesh HaTumo, B'Shas to left Mitzrayim, they were on the highest level of Tumo. If they had waited any longer, they would have been so engrossed in Tumo, they couldn't have left. Meaning, Klal Yisrael left not in such a good situation. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they were in a matzav, a gefeilich matzav tumo. Chazal say, Alolo, if they have a tzara, Klal Yisrael was also doing a tzara. Klal Yisrael left in a strong matzav tumo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael, he took them out of Mitzrayim, he gave them Mitzvah Korban Pesach, and go out. So to say, Pesach is the stop day. Pesach is the emergency break. Pesach comes the pregnancy break. You're totally engrossed in Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael is Avodah Zarah. B'tomo, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Tikla Alay Ahava." We're taking you out of Mitzrayim. Bring your Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is the concept of Klal Yisrael showing the Emuna in Klal Yisrael. The first day of Pesach, and Hashem is taking you out of Mitzrayim. So to say, the first day of Pesach is the emergency break. Make a full stop. Afterwards, when you get ready to be in the higher levels, 7 cycles, 7 days, what's the cycle of 7 days? Just to be mashal, the exact mashal, which in the Zohar is before, is not just a mashal, that is the exact concept. Aisha makes a hefsek tayra. What does that mean? She stopped the simana. When Aisha makes a hefsek tayra, she doesn't see simana tayra, she's now becheskas, she's not seeing simani tom anymore. That will be Yom Tov Rishon HaPesach. Yom Tov Rishon HaPesach means we're finished with the Avodah Zarah, we're leaving Mitzrayim, we're leaving the Yetzirah, like the Rambam says, Pari is. We're going away from Tuma, from Mitzrayim, from Tuma to Mitzrayim, from the Yetzirah. That's Yom Tov Rishon HaPesach. Stop, we're going now, Tachas Kan Veshchina. Then we have to wait. 1 second, you just left, you can't just go right to the highest level of Matan Torah. There's a concept. How do you prepare for that? Just by living your days that I'm free from the Yetzer Hara, free from Torah Mitzrayim, and waiting and counting 1 day, 2 days, a full week that I'm away from the Yetzer Hara. Then I do it again, another week. 7 weeks, every day I count, 1 day, 2 days, I have a week, then I have another week. When I have 7 cycles of Tyro, then you hit the Dagis of Rosh Kabbalah Torah. So again, when we come and explain that we're counting from Pesach till Shavuos, we're not just looking when will Shavuos be. Rather, Pesach is a direct flow from Pesach, we're trying to lead up to Shavuos. And we're getting ready from Pesach to receive Shavuos. What happened at Pesach? Klal Yisrael was in the Shpitz, Dargis and Tumah. They couldn't stand in time another minute, and it lost the whole Klal Yisrael, like to this day. Because Baruch Hu made a break, so to say, stop, we're now going to Tachas Kan Peshchino. Klal Yisrael brings the Korban Pesach, they're accepting to be Tachas Peshchino. Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting Klal Yisrael and saying, "You're my nation, redeemed from Paradise." Like the famous, the Yishalmi says in Halal, "Halu Avdei Hashem." Where's the makar for that pasuk? It says that Pari said, "Lel b'tzias Mitzrayim, the night of Tesva of Nisan, until now you Avdei Pari. Now go out and say Halu Avdei Hashem. Now you're servants of Hashem." Meaning Pari Shlita, which the Rambam explains is the Avodah Zarah, is the Yetzer Hara. Until now, you were Meshomet the Yetzer Hara, and now Hashem's redeeming us, and we're making Halu Avdei Hashem. Now, we told us they broke the Shlita of Paroi, but does that mean, after we break the Shlita of Paroi, that we're ready, Roy, to Kabbalah Satoira? Maybe not. No, we have to wait. How do you get ready? Just by waiting and knowing that I have these, I hit the level of Avdei Hashem, and I'm accepting to be Tachas Avdei Hashem. Just by waiting, that itself is what makes you roi. By waiting and understanding that you're in the matzav now of tahiro, you're finished with the old, the tumah and the mitzrayim. That's what makes you ready for kabbalah seder. Now it's famous from the Ramchal that every time we celebrate a yom tif, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Chanukah, Purim, every event of your Yiddish calendar doesn't mean that we're celebrating a For Shetzach, we're also celebrating a concept that happened in the past. But he explains that every year, Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Ha'aretz Olam, every year, on the Yiddish calendar, the Hashvah that happened the first time, Rosh Hashanah was B'ris Olam, and every year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds the world. Every year, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that the B'ris Olam, and that's the Yom Adin, because it's the first day of the year, because Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the year, the first time, so every year like that. Every year, Yom Kippur comes a concept of Yimei Mechila. Why is Hashem Mechila today? Because on Yom Kippur was the Hashpah from Mechila, and that goes every year on its level of Tov Shanai and Zayin, so to say. And it explains the same Pesach, the same Shavuot, the same Sukkot. Whatever the concept of the Geul that Klal Yisrael had during Pesach, that applies to Tov Shanai and Zayin on a spiritual level, on a lower level for Shetzach. Physically, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tov Shanai Zayin, our year, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a spiritual level, so to say, on a lower level, but on a spiritual level. The same thing, we understand that based on the Rambam, that Pyro is referring to Yetzer Hara, and we all know, unfortunately, Yetzer Hara gets to us sometimes. And it will just let it build up. The Yetzer would sort of say, overpower us. Comes a little Pesach. Hashem Baruch Hu takes us out of Mitzrayim, out of the Koyach HaSitra Acher. Hashem Baruch Hu redeems us from the Yetzer, from Pyre, which is referring to the Yetzer. Comes Shavuos. Shavuos is the day that Hashem Baruch Hu gave the Torah, which, like the Ramchal explains, every year there's Hashpas of Torah, that the Torah that we're going to learn is going to go over. And that's what we're waiting from the day of Yetzer Mitzrayim till the day of Shavuos, that we should be zeichet to be able to be mekabel the Torah that we're going to learn for this coming year, we'll be mekabel during Shavuos. Shkoyach l'adim yisrael.